Now Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "Listen, Israel, to the statutes and ordinances which I am speaking today for you to hear, so that you may learn them and be careful to do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke with you face to face at the mountain from the midst of the fire, while I was standing between the Lord and you at that time, to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up on the mountain." He said, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods besides me." You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them nor serve them. The Lord your God am a jealous God, inflicting the punishment of the fathers on the children, even on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing favor to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall not do any work that day, you or your son or your daughter or your male slave or your female slave or your ox, your donkey, or any of your cattle or your resident who stays with you, so that your male slave and your female slave may rest as well as you. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to celebrate the Sabbath day. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male slave, or his female slave, his ox, his donkey,
or anything that belongs to your neighbor. These words the Lord spoke to your whole assembly at the mountain from the midst of the fire. From the cloud and from the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added nothing more. He wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was burning with fire, you approached me. All the heads of your tribes and your elders, you said, this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer, then we will die. For who is there of humanity who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go near and listen to everything that the Lord our God says. Then speak to us everything that the Lord our God speaks to you, and we will listen and do it. Now the Lord heard the sound of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the sound of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They have done well in all that they have spoken. If only they had such a heart in them to fear me and keep all my commandments always, so that it would go possess.